for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, we played one quarter. If you're just a casual fan watching the first quarter, you see, not taking anything away from Pine Bluff, you can see Mountainoma, the superior team. But other than about a two-minute spurt where they jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead, they haven't played that well here in this first half. Coaches will tell you, the longer you let teams hang around, teams that you feel like you should be, of course, the more confidence they get, and it can cause problems. You'd like to see the Lady Bombers really step it up here in the second quarter and take control of this thing before halftime gets here. Pine Bluff with the basketball as we get the second quarter underway. Lady Bombers still in the man defensively. 7:42 left in this first period. Out top, Gray dribbles through two defenders. Misses off the glass, though. And Foreman, the rebound for Mountainoma, her sixth board. Tabor up ahead. Now it's Walker right side. They'll get the offense set up. 5 is not in the game, so let's see what Pine Bluff does defensively. They knock the ball away. He goes out of bounds. 7:16 left in this opening half. Lady Bombers leading by 6. Pine Bluff looks like they're going to play a man now with Pfeiffer not in the game. Walker up to the defense. Here's Husky. They'll swing it left side to Martin. Baseline left is Tabor. Kicks it out between the circles with it now is Husky once again. Just under 7 left in the first half. Lady Bombers up 10-4. Martin baseline drive. Nothing there. The kick out. Here's Walker. Top of the key. 3. Rims out. Tabor, the offensive rebound, puts it back in underneath. Tabor with 6 points. 12-4. Mountainoma leads it with 6:34 left in the opening half. Bryce out top. 3. Won't go. Emma Martin has the rebound for Mountainoma. 6:16 left in the first half. Lady Bombers up by 8. Tabor open for 3. It's short, but Riley Walker's there to corral the rebound for Mountainoma. Walker right side. 6 left first half. Finds Martin in the corner. In the corner goes now to Husky. Inside, Foreman missing, rebound out of bounds, Pine Bluff basketball. Walker out, Pfeiffer back in for Mountainoma. Carrington Craig, a 5'9 senior, into the ballgame now for Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff also going to the bench, bringing Soraya Campbell, a 5'9 junior, in. 5:45 left here in this opening half. Lady Bombers up 12-4. Pfeiffer back in the game now for Mountainoma. Woods out top. Left elbow to Shazer. Shazer looking for someone flashing through the paint. Nothing there. Brings the dribble from the left side to the right side. Looking for Gray flashing down the paint. Back out top. It comes to Woods. 5:18 left in the first half. Gray on the left elbow. She was double-teamed momentarily. He's able to get out of it. Woods backs it up and resets things. Coach Hart saying, come on, you got to run the offense. Here's Woods, a 3. It's short. Rebound underneath by Mally Tabor. Mountainoma dominating the boards in this first half. Just under 5 left before halftime. Mountainoma leads at 12-4. Martin dribbles off her foot, lost the handle on it, and it's a turnover. Pine Bluff works it into the front court. Gray looks on the backside to Bryce. They had numbers, but they mishandled the basketball. And so now they set up their half-court offense. 4:35 left in the first half, 12-4. It's Mountainoma leading Pine Bluff. That's got to be a five-second call. There it is. Coach Hart is out on the floor arguing that call. I'm surprised the officials let her come out that far. She's asking, did she not change directions, which she did, but then when she did, it was still a five-second call. Coach Hart thought that she was making a move towards the basket. She didn't like that one. I just can't believe that they let her come that far out on the floor. Good crew today. Ray Bishop, who he was talking to us before the game, a veteran official. In fact, he's retired. Sam Wimpy and Rodney Maddox. Now, Ray, he said, what they called me, he said they had to have me. They didn't have anybody else to work with all these conference tournaments going on and playing at different sites. You've got a bunch of officials, and all the classifications playing their conference tournaments, they have more games than officials, so they talked him into coming up and working today. Here's Penn into the ball game, hitting from 15 feet. Kyra checked in during that last whistle, and she knocks down the 15-foot jumper. 14-4, Mountain Home. Double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers. Woods will penetrate. She's going to be fouled. Or do they call that off? Okay, out the basket, the foul on Husky, her first. Team foul number five. Woods with a chance for a three-point play. Lane back into the ballgame now for Pine Bluff. She's the 5'10 senior. Free throw is good, so she completes the three-point play, makes it 14-7. 3:41 left to go. Opening half, Mountain Home with a seven-point lead. Madeline Collins in the ballgame for Mountain Home, the 5'10 senior. She has it on the right side. Looks underneath to Tabor, and Tabor is going to be fouled. This is on Jayden Woods. That's her second. Team foul number three. Walker in. Collins out now for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers inbound right baseline under their basket. Tabor to trigger it. Gets it into Husky. Husky backs it up right side, top of the key. Pine Bluff back to the box and one now defensively. Here's Husky. A three is good. 5 points for Husky. Lady Bombers up 17-7. Back to a double-digit lead now. Bryce up ahead now for Woods as the Phillies get things set up offensively. Left side three is on the way. Won't go. Penn the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. 2:43 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading 17-7. Pfeiffer comes to get it out top. Swings the left side for Walker to the left baseline with the dribble. Out top it comes to Tabor now. They've got Husky open on the right side. Nobody saw her though. Walker penetrates. Penn right side to Husky. A three on the way is good. Back-to-back threes for Husky. She keeps hitting threes. Pine Bluff will have to come out of that box and one. It's 20, or they may go to a triangle and two. 2 minutes left in this opening half. Lady Bombers up 20-7. Out top for the Phillies, this is Bryce. Kicks it in the corner, right side, Gray. Three is good. Gray's first points of the ballgame. 20-10, Mountain Home, 1:43 left in the first half. Pfeiffer comes to get it out top. Works right, works off the pick, kicks it in the corner. A three from Walker won't go. Backside rebound. Lane had it tied up by Tabor. Good job by Malley. And the possession arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Tabor, good job of tying her up, and that creates the turnover, which is the eighth of the first half by Pine Bluff. 1:25 left. We got in the first half, and a foul on the inbounds pass against Husky. That's going to be her second, the team's sixth. Mountain Home's fourth turnover. Husky's going to come out, and Emma Martin will check in. Lady Bombers will not apply pressure now. They'll pick up on a half-court defense. 120 left in this first half. Mountain Home leads it 20-10. DeShazer, now Gray out top, working for the Phillies. Into the paint, the floater blocked by Tabor and picked up by Pfeiffer. Tabor with the block. Lady Bombers, 1 minute left in this first half, leading by 10. Here, Coach Leonard in the background saying one shot. Pine Bluff's going to come out and play defense. They're not going to let Mountain Home stand and hold it. They've gone to a man now. And Emma Martin loses the basketball. Has it taken away out top. She commits a foul at the other end as Woods goes in for the layup. Martin with the foul. Her first, seventh team foul. Couple of free throws for Woods out top now. Woods to shoot a couple. First one is good. Husky is in. Who's coming out? Martin's going to come out. Seconds left in this first half. One more free throw for Woods. This one barely draws iron, and Walker has the rebound. That's her fourth. Knocked away in the backcourt, taken away, and then a foul against Mountain Home. So the Lady Bombers with another turnover, their sixth. The foul's on Riley Walker. That's her second. Eighth team foul. And it's going to be a 1-1. Now Husky and Walker each with two fouls. Martin back in, and Walker comes out. Another free throw here for Woods. 1-1. This one is good. It's an 8-point game, 20-12. 32 seconds left in the half. Second free throw. Missed. And Tabor with the block out and the rebound underneath her fourth. Gives it to Husky. She will be working against pressure. Gets it into the front court. Up ahead to Tabor. Here's Penn left side. Back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer. Now Martin left side top of the key. Pfeiffer gets it. Now Tabor. 13 seconds left in the half. A three on the way by Pfeiffer won't go. And the backside rebound controlled by Lane underneath. That's her fourth. Five on the clock. Up ahead, they'll find Bryce along the baseline. Back to Woods. A three. No good. And the Lady Bombers will take an 8-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 20-12, our score at the intermission. Mountain Home leads Pine Bluff. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers!